And good morning. Welcome back. This is Heather Caro.
This is Father Tim Smith.
Thank you for joining us. We're live from the National Catholic Daughters Convention here in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thank you for joining us. We are now joined this last segment by Jolene Obergewich. Good morning, Jolene.
Well, good morning. Good morning, Heather and Father Tim. Thank you for having us on your show.
Thank you for joining us. We've got a lot of great things to talk to you about. Big event coming up on August 4th in North Dakota. Can you tell us a little bit about what that is?
Right. Oh, I'd happy to. So on August 4th, we have what's called the Champions Ride Saddle Bronc Match, and that's here in the little town Sentinel Butte right next to Home on the Range in the western corner of North Dakota. And this is actually our 68th anniversary for this match, and it's probably the biggest fundraiser that we have to help the children at Home on the Range.
Oh, wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit how you're involved with Home on the Range?
Oh, I'd be happy to. So I have actually been here as the development director. I have worked here at Home on the Range for 19 years now, and it's kind of come a lifetime passion of mine to help the kids. But I got involved with the rodeo because my husband was actually a saddle bronc rider, and we had attended the champions match, not when he was competing, but as guests, and so we're always fans of saddle bronc riding. And then it just kind of came naturally to be part of the rodeo, and now I basically coordinate the event. But so I guess that helps with the experience of being at rodeos and putting together the match and the program, the production part of it, and understanding what needs to go into a successful event.
Hmm. Well, rodeo is our state sport, and I do know a few
old
cowboys that are out in the parish where I serve. And I even had a wedding this last summer from someone that's on the national circuit, a well-known actual rodeo clown, actually. But
yeah,
he had all his friends and family fly in for the wedding. But I wanted to know, you know, for a lot of our listeners, they've never been to a rodeo. So, you know, what can they expect when they come on that day?
Well, we are a family-friendly event, and we like to think of it as a full day. And so the thing that makes us unique is we are strictly a saddle bronc match. So we don't have the barrel racing and steer roping, and I'm sorry, but no bull riding either. But that is what makes us a tradition at Home on the Range, and that's how it was actually started in 1957. Was a match between, I think it was the Dakotas and Montana Cowboys, to raise money for Home on the Range and also to raise awareness. And so that's what we still do. And so when people come, they can expect to see basically, I think last night was the Major League All-Star Game, right? So it was the best baseball players in the world competing and showing and sharing their talent and skills. And so when they come to the Champions Ride match, that's what we have. It is our all-star with the best athletes. And with athletes, I mean both cowboys and the horses that are bucking. So the names and the stock of the names of the horses and the cowboys that you see on our program on August 4th are going to be the same names and even more that you will see at the National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And it's going to be 3 hours of just excitement, of crowd cheering, of amazing rides, because they are great athletes. And there's a lot of other things for the families to do. We'll have some trick riders that will be here before the show. We have some local cowboy singers and songwriters that are going to be performing and singing prior to the rodeo. And we're really excited because they're actually going to be introducing for the first time a song that Sid Strami wrote. And it's about Home on the Range. And he was a cowboy himself, and he grew up with Jim and Tom Tesher. And so he has written this rodeo song about Home on the Range. So we're really excited to hear that. And we also have some other special guests. Miss America is going to be making a special appearance prior to the rodeo. And we have some concessions and snow cones and face painting for the kids. So there's just so much going on, and we are so excited.
Wonderful. It sounds like a lot going on for rodeo.
It is. Jolene, you know, tell us about Home on the Range, its history, and why this event to support the work that you do is so important. What's the history of Home on the Range, and how does it change people's lives?
Well, Home on the Range started in 1950 with Father Cassidy, and his vision was at that time to provide a home for orphans. And so he started with three boys, and the word got out that through the Diocese of Bismarck that there was this place, this actual ranch, where kids can go and live, and they could go to school, they can get an education, and they can learn a craft if they cared to, and they're actually here anywhere from 3 to 5 years. Now, with society, we have had to change those things, but we are still a home for kids that need help. And so it is kids that come to us that need help because something has happened to them in their life, something traumatic, or maybe they witnessed something traumatic, or unfortunately, maybe they didn't get the love, the guidance, and the support that they needed from a family. Mm-hmm. And so we can give that to the children here. And it's a very short time. The kids are only here with us for about 6 to 8 months. It's boys and girls, ages 12 to 18. But while we're here, the big thing is our staff are so compassionate and so caring, and they form these lasting relationships with the kids. But it's also an opportunity to not only help the kids with their trauma and help them heal, but give them the tools to help themselves, because so often that's what these kids are missing. No one's giving them any support, any guidance, or even acted as role models on what to do if these things happen to you. And so we're giving them avenues and treatment and ways to deal with those things in society so that they could have a stronger inner self and help to cope themselves. So part of that is, and that comes back with the rodeo, because the rodeo has horses, and we have a farm with horses. And we actually use the horses and dogs in their therapy programs. So whether it's taking a walk with the horses or grooming them, or in their equine therapy where they're doing, you know, working on some of their issues. And so it ties in really nicely with our rural environment, with the rodeo and the horses and the animals and cowboy in the West and working hard and all that good mm-hmm. stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, for those of you who are just tuning in, we are talking with Jolene Obergewich about the Champions Ride coming up on August 4th to benefit Home on the Range. Jolene, this started as an unsanctioned exhibition event, but I understand that it's now endorsed. Can you explain a little bit what that means?
Right. So originally, unsanctioned just means it was by invitation. Okay. And Brad Germanson, who is a four-time world champion saddle bronc rider himself, is actually the chairperson of our committee. And he would travel from many rodeos inviting the best cowboys to come. And they did come because of the mission that we have to help kids. Mm-hmm. And they knew that their name would bring people. People would pay ticket money, and that would help support the kids. Now that we are endorsed by the PRCA, first of all, Brad Germanson still has that tie with the cowboys. But there is the recognition that now the money that the cowboys win here at Home on the Range will qualify for help with their qualifications at the National Wrangler Finals Rodeo. So if they win $5,000 here, which is very possible, that money counts towards their standings at the National Finals. But more importantly, it's the caliber of cowboys that we get here and the stock, too, like I talked earlier. So right now, just looking at the list of cowboys that have entered, we have the top 10 cowboys in the world standings right now that are here.
Wow.
But even better than that, we have 5 past world champions that are returning to Home on the Range to compete again. And so, I mean, where else can you get 5, you know, former world champions at the same place all competing for that title? So it's tremendous, and it's the caliber of cowboys and the rodeo horses. And that's what PRCA brings to our rodeo. That's what that means to us.
Well, what a beautiful event to have a world-class mm-hmm. rodeo, world-class talent, all in support of Home on the Range.
Yeah.
It's outreach to children, and all this coming from, you know, Father Cassidy's original mission to provide a care for 3 orphans. And now this continues this legacy over 75 years of just continuing to share this faith and the work that you're doing. You know, how many children will benefit from this fundraiser, Jolene, when you think about all this work that comes in? What kinds of things help the kids, you know, and how many will benefit from this event?
You know, I wish we could keep a track of the number, Father Tim, but, you know, we're licensed to help 40 kids at a time. And they usually rotate in here, you know, every about 4 to 6 months. So we're looking at several hundred a year that we can help. And so, you know, while they're here, we can help them by giving them some work programs so they learn responsibility, accountability, again, with their therapy, making sure that they are going to school on a regular basis, that they're getting the spiritual guidance that they need or didn't have at all. So there's so many things that we can do to help the kids. And all this comes back just from the awareness that the rodeo brings to people, because that's how they learn about us. And it's an opportunity for them to be here on the grounds and meet the staff, to meet the children. And if they'd like, they could actually take a tour of Home on the Range so they could see what it's like. I mean, we're just a regular ranch out here with a couple dorms where the kids live in, but we have our own chapel. They have their own dining hall. You know, I mean, it's just a beautiful place out here in the Badlands. And so we do encourage people to come out to Home on the Range, to the rodeo, to see what really happens out here, because it really is, it's a really magical place, and there's a lot of good things that happen here.
Wonderful. Well, before we have to leave, can you give us the date and the website if people are interested in participating in the rodeo?
Oh, I'd love to. So the rodeo takes place on August 4th, that's Saturday at 1 o'clock, and that's actually here at Home on the Range in North Dakota, which is on Exit 7 on I-94. And if you want to get tickets, you can go to our website at hotrnd.com. You can call us at 701-872-3745. And if you're not able to make a rodeo or make it to the rodeo, you can always still call us for a tour or for a visit, or you can make an online donation to help the kids at the same website. All the support is just, you know, we so appreciate it, because it means the world to us, because when we have people support us, we can help the kids. The kids go out into the world and they make a mark in their place. It's all a good thing.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you, Jolene. We'll pray for you. We'll pray for Home on the Range, the kids. We'll pray for the bronc riders, that everybody rides safely on this beautiful event.
Absolutely.
And thank you for calling in today and being with us, and we'll pray for the event on August 4th up in North Dakota.
Thank you so much.